This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, a new partnership between England and Wales Blind Golf, Southend in Sight and the Norman Garron Trust is opening up golf and community for blind and partially sighted people across Essex. We're joined today by Andy Guilford from England and Wales Blind Golf and Carl Heppel from the Norman Garron Trust to learn more. Hi Andy and Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So how did this collaboration come about?
Through social media. I was working with the charity, trying to grow awareness of the charity and the work that we do across the country, but also blind golf globally as well. And I'd reached out to somebody through LinkedIn as we was trying to grow the business community. And the person very kindly put me in touch with Carl and spoke about Carl's mission with Garron Park and the Garron Trust Foundation about what the drive is to break down barriers. So it's almost the perfect fit.
Just like Andy said, essentially the collaboration was made through social media. And I think in the day and age where social media gets a lot of negative energy and negative press, I actually think this couldn't have gone much better in terms of, you know, we were two, up until a couple of months ago, we were complete strangers, no real reason ever to engage with each other. And yet through social media, we kind of collaborated and I put across the views of what the Norman Garron Trust was, exactly like Andy said, about breaking down barriers to sport. We essentially believe that there are no justifiable reasons why anybody can't play sport. And one of our missions is to set out and try and prove that for people. And yeah, Andy and his team at England and Wales Blind Golf, as well as Georgie at Southend on Site, put on a showcase event, if you like, at the Garron Park Golf Complex about 3 weeks ago now, which I don't think could have gone much better. Well, maybe the weather could have been a little bit better, Andy. Yeah, it was a little cold, but it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, the kind of sight loss has hit my personal life a little bit more in the last couple of years. And it's through my grandma, who is nearing 90. She has essentially been diagnosed blind in the last 6 months or so. I live about 5 hours away from her, so I actually get very rarely get to see them or speak to them so much. And so, you know, even just this week, we were talking on the phone because the concept of things like the normal WhatsApp messages has become very difficult for her. And so, you know, my personal life kind of collided with everything that I saw with Andy online, and it seemed like a perfect synergy, if you like.
For the event itself, how many people came along? Did you have newcomers? Was it existing players? What was the day like?
I think there was close to 20 people came along, and the whole idea of this really was to build a community around golf. The charity as a whole provides events across the country throughout the year, but really how does golf have an impact within the local community? So the whole idea was to try and build that community around this. So as a taster session, it started off and there was up to 20 people came, but I think the really positive thing that came out of it was how many ladies were also there, which has been, you know, a drive of the charity and blind golf across the world to try and get more ladies playing. And the ladies are out there, as we're seeing at the sight loss golf clinics that are being run across the country. So, you know, building that community and where it starts from and what it grows to is, it's looking really special what can actually happen going forwards.
Do you have any favourite interactions or stories from the day where you witnessed people connecting?
There was a number of things, really, wasn't there, Carl? There was a group of ladies that hadn't met each other for a number of years. They knew each other before, and that connected that friendship again. And they're already talking about the next session and also going and having coffee at the clubhouse. There was another gentleman that was there that always wanted to try golf. It's been on his bucket list, but he's never actually been able to do it. And I think, you know, what we're trying to show with the whole idea of what the clinic is going forwards is the driving range technology that's on driving ranges now is also, as we've talked about before in interviews, is giving sight back to people that's losing their sight. So it's becoming far more accessible, inclusive and affordable as well. You know, the cost of a bucket of balls, people underestimate the value of the cost of a bucket of balls, being able to get out and being out with friends, you know, just out in the fresh air and building that community, really. And the hope is going forward, you know, to have junior sessions. I think, Carl, you spoke with Georgie, didn't you, about junior sessions?
She has a similar sort of group, if you like, of under 18s. And we've already been in kind of contact around something in the summer, for kind of specific around young people, which is great.
The other side of it as well is that if you look at how bad the winters have been the last few years, you know, a lot of people that play golf end up stuck indoors because they can't get out on the golf course, especially people that need buggies, etc. And again, you know, the driving range environment with the virtual golf on there and indoor golf, I think you're building an indoor screen at Garin, aren't you, Carl?
We are, yeah, we are.
So that gives people the opportunity to be able to still get outdoors all year round rather than just through the summer months now. So, you know, like I say, this is really the whole aim of it is to build a community around Garin for people with sight loss that are blind and partially sighted and give them a route into a sport that they might never have thought before or give them a route back to a sport that they really loved before sight loss.
Two things really stand out to me. The first of which is a conversation with a gentleman who essentially was born blind, never had any sight at all. He had actually walked across the golf course at Garin, which I thought was quite interesting, and he did that through the pandemic. He also admitted that he was quite a keen listener to golf a lot of the time. And so what I was actually able to do with him was to talk, you know, he actually mentioned, he said, oh, yeah, you know, I listen to the radio and I hear, oh, Rory McIlroy, he's hitting a 5-iron here. And so essentially, I actually just went and got a 5-iron. And he kind of felt it and understood what it was actually like. Oh, that's what it looks like. Ironically, we then start to talk about a 3-wood and a 5-wood, which I equally went and got. And he went, well, first thing is, that's not wooden anymore. And you know, and that, and talking about dimples on a golf ball and stuff that I'll be totally honest, we take completely for granted. And those were that was kind of the really the special thing for me, I think. It was actually, I almost felt like I was educating that person on something that they would have previously just never had the opportunity to learn. And I know speaking and debriefing with the team afterwards, they all felt exactly the same. Just brilliant. So I think we, as the facilitators, if you like, I would argue that we got just as much, if not more, out of it than the participants in the event.
Absolutely. And if people want to keep updated with when the next golf clinic is happening and learn more about what you're doing, where is the best place for them to do that?
Contact matt@garinparkgolf.co.uk is his email address. Garin Park for all of the socials across Instagram, Facebook, as well as there'll be communication through England and Wales Blind Golf as well.
And also, British Blind Sports are putting it into the newsletter, monthly newsletter as well. So there's a number of ways of finding a route to sessions. But I think also anybody that's interested in finding out more about the day and what was involved, if they go on to BBC Sport, BBC Sport very kindly did an interview. So the local BBC TV came along and did an interview. And I think if you search Garin Park Golf Clinic, Blind Golf Clinic on there, it should bring up the video of the actual day and the interviews and what was involved on the day.
Well, thank you so much, Andy Guildford and Carl Heppel, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia. Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Amelia.